Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we all know the world of parenting can be a roller coaster. Listening to experts can be fear-inducing or even worse, make you feel like you're doing it all wrong. That's why it is great there's a new podcast on the everyday realities of parenting by two mom friends who haven't a rashers what they're at.
Excuse me?
The friends I'm talking about are none other than 2FM presenters Jennifer Zamparelli and Lottie Ryan. It is great to see you, ladies.
Look at you, Catherine Thomas, in this fancy big studio.
They were slagging the fact that I had water in studio. You don't have that in 2FM.
Hang on a second.
Water bottles?
No. This ain't any ordinary water. This is glass bottled Ballygame water.
And
this,
only the best stuff, guys.
I mean, we're only down the corridor and it's a very different place where we are. I mean, I never thought I'd get to sit in
Welcome
here.
Welcome to the other side.
I like it.
The podcast Jen and Lottie Do Parenting. First of all, lads, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is a very open, no holds barred conversation between two mates. And I have to say, the slagging between the two of you is definitely my favourite part of the whole thing.
It's unintentional, but I think there's a little bit of anger in me, because when Lottie came to me and was like, I have this idea, she burst into the studio, she's like, I have this idea, me and you, we do a podcast on parenting, you won't spend any money, won't cost you anything, time, you know, won't cost you anything, I'll do everything, it'll be so easy. I swear to God, Catherine, I've put so much work and time into this.
Because
and
you're not busy at all.
No, I was trying to reel her in, you know. I had to reel her in.
She pitched me. She's a very good salesperson and very convincing. And, you know, even when the podcast was number one and then it slipped to, I think, number five and then went back up to number one, she was like, why aren't we number one? Like, we have to get back up to number one. I was like, no, Lottie, it doesn't work like that.
Just take a breath. Are the two of you quite competitive anyway, not with each other, but in general?
I think I would say you're more competitive than me.
I probably am. I think since we started this, Jen has said to me more than once now, I didn't realise that you were quite as competitive as I am. But that's when I say I'm going to do something, I really want to be the best at what I'm going to do.
Okay, and so you're a perfectionist.
It's so annoying.
Like, she jumps that thing. She goes with her gut, which is great, but she goes in kind of head first. She doesn't think about the consequences. I'm like, whoa.
Well, I think we balance each other out like that, though, because you need a bit of both for something to work. And that's with this, we knew from the get-go, I had said to her, listen, and you mentioned it in the intro there are loads of parenting podcasts. They're really advice-based. And don't get me wrong, people need that. Sometimes we need somewhere to go when we're going, oh, how do I put my baby to sleep? How do I get my baby to go to the toilet? And here's an expert to explain it to you. But we also need somewhere to go where people will go, the baby pooed in the bath with me, and I had to shovel it out with a spoon.
I'm slightly traumatised.
Yeah, so the real stuff that people are sometimes too embarrassed to talk about.
Yeah.
I had the best compliment online. And she said, you guys are saying what's in my head. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, is that a good issue? Oh God, should I not be talking about this kind of stuff? So there's a great freedom in the podcast world. You know, we come from a radio background and you can't beat live radio. We know that. But in this platform, it's quite free, and we literally feel that we'll just say anything, and we don't filter ourselves. And we're trying to build a community of people who are talking about experience. And it's not just about parenting, really. Because as you know,
relationships.
When you become a parent, like, your relationship changes with your partner, with your best friend, with your mother, with your sisters. All your relationships they change. So we discuss that an awful lot.
And we will talk about that, because I want to get, you guys are married to two Italian stallions. And I want to talk about how they feel about being discussed on the podcast. But first, let's talk being a mom. Lottie, you're a mom to Wolf. Mm-hmm. So what kind of a mom are you, would you say? I know that's kind of an open question.
I think I'm a go with the flow mom. And Jen hates when I say this. Look at her raising her eyes to heaven. I kind of am led by Wolf. Don't butt in. Let me say what I'm going to say.
On you go. Stay quiet, Zamper.
I'm led by him. I kind of take my cues from him, and it's been working really well for me.
What age is he?
He's two next week.
Okay.
And yes, I co-sleep. He is still in the bed with me. I sold the cot and it's working well. And
so he's in the bed with you every night?
Yes, yeah. Catherine, every okay. night. She sold the cot. She sold the cot.
But there is lots of studies. There's lots of studies and scientific research about the benefits of co-sleeping.
Different things work for different people. I will do anything for an extra 5 minutes sleep. Okay. Okay. I'm on a permanent drip of coffee at the moment.
But if she does that, co-sleeping, and it works,
don't say
that's
it, Jen.
Fine. Don't start moaning about it the next day. Oh, don't come in and be moaning about it. Not getting any sleep. It's obviously not working then. Cop yourself on. No, you do so, you, babes.
I'm a loose parent. Yeah. Jen, because her kids, I think, are a little bit older than mine, she's a bit more strict. So okay. she's got the sleep in your own bedroom. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. I'm a strict mom.
I don't know if I'm strict.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, maybe I am.
So tell us again what age your kids are, Jen.
So I have Florence, who is 8, and I have Enzo, who is 5.
Okay.
So we're at very different stages of parenting, I suppose. Mm. And I really don't want to be, you know, preaching to you, Lottie. I don't. But the co-sleeping thing, you know, when you know, that's just, you know, when you're coming and moan about sleep, that's the only thing.
Listen.
But he's very happy and healthy kid, and that's all that matters. My husband is a much better parent than I am. I'm not afraid to admit that, because he likes to play games all the time. I'm one of those
the playing.
Can we be honest here? Does any parent like playing games with their kids?
No.
I do.
Thank you.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
That'll stop.
No. I love reading stories. But like being the characters and being a dog and going outside and having to bark.
Sorry,
and
one second.
A lot of people don't see. It's very hard. A lot of people don't admit this.
I can do it for 10 minutes.
Can I just visualise for one moment? Are you telling me that your Dane on all fours is barking in your home?
Yes. Yes. You'll get to that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the tantrums when you don't continue to play the game. That is, it's traumatising.
I set a timer.
Yeah.
Set a timer.
Okay.
So if they want to play superheroes, you're like, okay, let's play superheroes. But I have to make the dinner because other stuff has to be done in the house, right, Catherine? You have to do the stuff. So I'll set a timer. When the timer goes off, mommy has to go and make the dinner. Is that cool with you? Yeah, so they know. And that kind of works. But
it's
exhausting.
we have two dogs. But they don't like the dogs being dogs because that's, you know, straightforward.
But they
like me and Pork and, you know.
I just love the visualization of Catherine and her whole family at home on all fours barking, and when she tries to stop the kid having a tantrum.
I'm telling you, do what you gotta do. What I loved as well was the awkward conversations that was a topic that you covered on the podcast as well. Mm. Awkward conversations with your children, because I have a 5-year-old and an 18-month two daughters, and the conversations that are happening at the moment are phenomenal.
Such as?
Well, I mean, we were in Greece a couple of weeks ago on holidays, and we're at this marina and there's fish swimming around. And she goes, there was a couple, an elderly couple who'd given her bread to feed the fish. And the couple, she said, do fish sleep? And I just took out my phone and then she was like, do their eyes close? And I just pretended not to hear her.
Yeah.
And then the couple were kind of laughing at me. And I was like, well, you answer if you know. But they didn't know. So like lots of stuff like that you just don't know the answer to.
Yeah, like why does daddy have nipples?
No, the best for me was Jen, was it Florence or Enzo? Somebody asked you, how did nature start?
Florence, yeah.
I mean, how philosophical
is
that?
How do you even deal with that?
Go ask your father.
Okay.
It's always good.
Yes,
always good.
Always good one.
Yeah, you learn these tricks to get out of stuff, I find, as a parent. Like nobody lies as much as a mother saying, we'll see. Mm. You know when they ask you something like, oh, can I have ice cream or can I have this, can I have that? You go, we'll see. We'll see about that. That is the biggest lie.
That is the biggest lie.
You can tell your child, you know. But you learn all these tricks and all these tools to navigate.
She's very good though, because she's taught me that. I'm obviously not at that stage yet because Wolf isn't talking sentences. But Jen has taught me that when that does begin and the questions do start coming in, that it's all about what they need to know. Like she recently was in a public toilet that had free tampons, and Florence, her daughter, asked her, what is this? And she had to kind of feel out, well, how much does she actually know and how much information do I need to give her? Because sometimes we build it up in our heads to be something that it's not.
And
they might not need to
know. I think that is an issue for a lot of parents, is how much information do you give your kids and how much information do they need at a particular time?
Yeah.
I kind of struggle with that.
Yeah, I suppose you have to be led by them, don't you?
And what did she just say? What did she just say?
Not in the sleeping department.
Okay.
Fine, go to bed.
Okay.
You're up for school tomorrow. But yeah, it's all kind of age appropriate. I'm learning that as well because I have a friend who has kids and she's like, have you had the birds and the bees chat with Florence? I'm like, no, because she's eight. And does she need to know where baby's coming from now? She goes, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you gotta get nip that in the, you gotta do that now because she's eight. I'm like, oh God. So then I'm trying to gauge what she knows, you know? Mm. We've just got to the stage where we stopped calling certain body parts by funny names. And you know,
like the baby names,
the baby names, yeah, like the you know, the Fangini Weenie is a vagina, it's okay to say
Fangini Weenie. You
know. So, but now my 5-year old is obsessed with the word, so he called his uncle Vagina Head the other day. So, everything, everything is like he loves the word, he loves saying it, he loves the reaction he gets.
See, I can't wait for that stage.
It is great, it is like
can't
it,
wait for it.
Such a stage. My one, you know, Bluey, the cartoon. Does anyone watch
Bluey?
I love Bluey as well,
mom.
But I think they called it, they call the dad Big Fella. So Ellie is now going around, you know, Spark with Pork. And it's at home, it's nice. But like around Spark, she's calling Pork, hey, Big Fella.
No.
Hey, Big Fella. Which she finds really disconcerting. So we've kind of
I'm
moved.
All about Bluey, though. It's a great cartoon.
Bluey puts other parents to shame.
And Bluey makes cartoon watching bearable.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. But it's things like that. It's the game playing and all that. It's okay. This is a podcast where we say what's really in our heads. And like, it's okay to admit that you don't love playing dress up and games with your kids. That's okay to say. It doesn't mean you're a bad parent.
Talking about, just putting it all out there, as I said, you're married to Lau.
Yeah.
You're married to Fabio.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they feel? Because as you said, you discuss quite openly your relationships, your sex lives, your parenting styles. How did the boys feel about this thing?
I didn't give Fabio much of a choice. Did you give Lau much of a choice?
No, I'm the type of person I will ask for forgiveness and not permission. There hasn't been any moments yet where we've been in a situation that he's felt really awkward or uncomfortable. And when that happens, I just won't listen to him.
Yeah. I think I've gotten in trouble with my family much more than I've gotten in trouble
with
Fabio.
Your family, her family WhatsApp group is on fire, Catherine.
Yeah,
it's not good. I'm learning a lot about the Ryans.
I was in big trouble with my mum 1 week because I discussed my parents' sex life.
Yes.
And
I do recall that one.
So, you know, obviously I can't get in trouble with my dad. He's dead. But mum was not happy. And then the next week I gave out about one of my sisters. And so this week that's a thing in the family WhatsApp group. So I'm just like, sorry, lads, content is content. You know,
we got to get it done.
I wonder where she got that from.
What is the best thing about being a parent, Lottie?
Oh my God, that's a very difficult question. Without sounding too cheesy, I didn't know I was capable of such love. Mm. Like, it's so all-encompassing how much you will do and give up for this human and the joy that they bring you. No matter how hard a day, a week I have had, I go home and look at Wolf and there is nothing that could be more important to me than him, and seeing him smile and happy, healthy and being well looked after. I never knew. Now Fabio hates me saying that I never knew I was capable of such love, because he's like, hey, what about me
first
over here? But yeah, I think I just didn't know what I was capable of becoming a mum. Mm.
Jen?
I love getting in the car and going to work and have a coffee in peace.
You would say that.
My mother said to me years ago, right, when I had toddlers. And
you
I
were looking so lovingly at Lottie there, and I was
Lottie
like,
is
oh.
Lottie lovely. Yeah. And now I love my kids, and I never felt love. It wasn't love that I never felt like it. I've never known fear like it.
Yes.
I've never known fear.
Mm.
The
and
fear
worry.
Of, and
yeah.
the worry.
Oh,
I've never, God. Like, I love my husband and my parents and my family, but all of a sudden you have to keep this person alive. And if anything happened to them,
scary.
Your world would end. So that fear I've never experienced in my life.
Mm.
You know, and I love that coffee.
Anger, can we talk anger, parenting?
Mm.
Are you, have at any stage, have you been?
Have I lost it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, and I've been really ashamed of it. You
really?
Know, yeah, I've raised my voice and I've been, but I would always apologise if I have, you know, lost it, like when she drew on my walls and I gave out to her, because she doesn't react well to that, you know, and I've had to had to really check myself. I mean, you do learn so much about yourself and your reaction is so, so important.
It's that feeling afterwards, it's after awful. You've shouted and you're, oh, it's
the guilt.
The guilt.
Mm. I'm scared of that because I haven't gotten to that point yet where he's capable of doing things that would annoy me enough to warrant me to shout.
Oh, they'll come.
Okay.
Oh, they will come.
Okay.
But listen, so nice to chat to you today. Jen and Lottie do parenting. That kind of leaves it open. Jen and Lottie do. Like, was that deliberate? Is this something that you can kind of
brand? Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jen and Lottie do.
Italians.
Yes.
Why not?
That box has already been ticked, I would say.
Many times.
But continued success.
Thank you.
It's out every Wednesday and available where everybody can get their podcasts.
Yeah, it's available on all podcast platforms, wherever you listen. And they're little bite-sized episodes. You know, we're talking 30 minutes. So perfect for going on a little walk or getting into the car. And we promise you, you will feel a lot less lonely if that's the kind of place that you're in with your parenting at the moment.
I think they're absolutely brilliant. Jennifer Zamparelli and Lottie Ryan, lovely chatting to you today.
Thank you.
Back after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.